to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special.
And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. This is a special episode in that it will be broadcast not only on our feed, but it will be posted on the Pantheon blog at getpantheon.com/blog. My special guest today is Mr. Larry Garfield. I cannot believe I botched that. Larry Garfield.
And you've gotten right the whole conference.
I know. And Larry is very high up in the core of the Drupal community. So we're going to talk a little bit about Drupal here. With Drupal 8, there's a lot of changes coming down. You and I have had several conversations on this, but one of the major changes is you're moving to more of an object-oriented paradigm. How is this being received in the Drupal community?
Overall positive, but admittedly mixed in some places, I think the best way to describe it. Drupal 7 is very much a procedural system with a lot of naked objects in it, a lot of raw data structures. And some people are just very, very comfortable with that. They're used to it. Others acknowledge how problematic that is at scale. And Drupal is at the scale where that just doesn't work anymore. And a lot of what's gone into Drupal 8 is refactoring the system to have loosely coupled components, proper interfaces, using domain objects rather than just big nested arrays, and so forth. And I'd say at this point, most people see the benefit of that and see the advantages of that. Some are really excited about it. Some are grudgingly accepting that, yes, this is better, I'll just have to learn it. And there's a small number that are just very cranky. But I think as time goes on, that group is dwindling. And most people are like, all right, I'm seeing why this is valuable. I get it. I understand I have to learn new stuff for it. But, the advantages I get out of it in terms of loose coupling, unit testing, the ability to change the system are, starting to sink in. I think people are starting to see where those benefits are, especially if you're doing anything other than printing out a whole page. The original impetus for most of these changes was we need to get better at supporting things other than HTML pages.
Yeah.
And the way to do that was, rebuild the system internally so that pages are just another REST response. And if you're going to do that kind of deep rebuilding anyway, you might as well do it with modern tools, with object orientation, with clean interfaces. Yeah. Since you're going to be rewriting an awful lot of stuff anyway, you might as well do it right.
Well, you had a beautiful line in your keynote this morning that says Drupal needs to go from being a CMS to being an API that has a CMS component on top of it.
Yeah.
Probably screwing that up, but it was just, the thought was just absolutely wonderful.
And that the mission statements for the web services initiative that I've been running for the past couple of years was Drupal needs to evolve from a first-class web CMS to a first-class REST server that has a CMS on top. And the cornerstone of that is our core routing system in Drupal 7. If you wanted to return something that wasn't an HTML page, you had to do various hacks around it. Some of them were cleaner than others, some of them were better supported, but they're all an afterthought.
Yeah.
In Drupal 8, that core pipeline assumes everything is a REST response. And sometimes that REST response is going to come back as HTML. An HTML page or an HTML fragment is just another REST response that just happens to be something humans are going to read.
Yep.
And that's really the way that the system is architected now under the hood, which means we now have a module that you just turn on, configure a couple of things, and every URL for a node, Drupal's data objects, becomes accessible as a HAL JSON response as well. So just out of the box, you can turn on a couple of things, and you can start making GET requests over JSON and HAL to get any node you want. You can post nodes to the system and update them. No UI at all. You can do a fully headless Drupal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that was simply not practical to do before.
Yeah. Okay, so Drupal 8, you're moving to an object-oriented paradigm. Yes, some developers are excited, some are kind of worried. For the ones that are kind of worried or not really embracing this yet, what can they do to prepare themselves for this new paradigm?
The first thing I would recommend is look at resources in the general PHP community on object-oriented developments. There are a lot of books on the subject, lots of blogs, Anyone who writes PHP code who is not following Planet PHP, the log aggregator, should be. Is it planet-php or PHP Planet?
Planet-php.net, but I'll throw a link in the show notes.
Great. If you're writing PHP code of whatever flavor, follow that log feed. So you look at just general resources on modern PHP developments. That's number one. Number two, there's a lot of resources coming out targeted at Drupal right now. If you follow the Drupal Planet aggregator, there's a new blog post on getting started in Drupal 8 every 2 or 3 days. There's a lot of material there. There's material coming up on the Drupal.org documentation pages on a regular basis. And if I could also plug my own offerings, my company, Palantir.net, is offering Drupal 8 training. We have got a couple coming up at Museums in the Web in Baltimore and at Midwest Drupal Camp in Chicago. It's end of March. And we're going to be offering that to other locations as well. So paid training is certainly a viable option for a lot of people and maybe a very good option. We're taking the approach of learning concepts, and then the actual practical pieces will come naturally. So not just
and at MidCamp, it's not expensive training either. It's like $175 for the full day or something like that?
I think this is public now, but we're looking at $175 for a 4-hour Drupal 8 site building or a 4-hour Drupal 8 module developments, or both of them with a discount.
Okay, well, still, that's a beautiful price point for serious Drupal developers, and it will get them started along the way.
Yeah, and again, 4-hour training is not going to get you everything you need to know,
nope.
But it gets you bootstrapped.
It gets you pointed in the right direction, and most developers, that's really all they want is
I also have a blog series I'm running at Palantir.net called D8FTW, Drupal 8 for the win. The idea being, there's a lot that's been talked about Drupal 8 that is, all the big stuff, the web services or configuration management and all this big stuff that gets talked about in keynotes, but there's a whole lot of other wins at a kind of second and third tier that you may not have thought about that this move to object orientation makes possible. And I'm going to be covering those every 2 weeks is my hope to get a blog post out. I had one out on breadcrumbs already. Breadcrumbs in Drupal 7 earlier were a nightmare. Every version of Drupal, they've been a pain because breadcrumbs are complicated. In Drupal 8, we just sucked it up and said, you know what, one simple solution for breadcrumbs isn't enough. We actually need a subsystem, a mechanism for doing breadcrumbs. And it's a very simple object-oriented chain of responsibility, if you know that term, that just lets you plug into the breadcrumb system. Instead of anyone anywhere can set a breadcrumb, it's here's the mechanism by which breadcrumbs are defined. It's very simple OO, but finally we have a system for breadcrumbs that is going to be cool and not sucky.
Yep.
So that's the first one. I've got a bunch of others coming up along similar lines. Here's this one little piece that we've made better, and here's some examples.
Cool.
So follow that as well, palantir.net/blog.
Okay, yeah, we'll throw a link in the show notes to that. Well, Larry, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. We close every Voices of the Elephant with two questions. What's your local user group, and what's its URL?
I'm going to pimp two. There's Refactor Chicago, which is a cross-language user group. It's somewhere around 40-50% PHP people, I think. I don't think they have a separate website, but they're on Meetup. Just look for Refactor Chicago. And the other is the Chicago Area Drupal, Chicago Advanced Drupal Users Group, CADUG. They're also just on Meetup, so go to Meetup, look for that, Chicago Advanced Drupal User Group. Both get 20 to 30 people on average for monthly meetings. Refactor usually has a formal presentation. CADUG is mostly discussion, but we've got a little of each at both.
And if people want to see you live, you're going to Drupal South in New Zealand?
As we record this, I will be presenting at Drupal South New Zealand in exactly 1 week.
Yep. And it's still not too late to get your tickets, but your plane tickets, if you're in the U.S., it might be a little tough.
If you're in New Zealand and hearing this, you don't have an excuse anymore. You're close enough. Get a ticket.
Awesome. And you'll also be at MidCamp in Chicago.
Yeah, I'll be at MidCamp in Chicago. Okay. I will also be at Drupal Camp Florida.
Oh, awesome.
I will also be presenting at Lone Star PHP.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm PHP Tech in Chicago in May.
Great.
And I will also be at DrupalCon Austin.
Well, we're going to be talking a lot about each other then.
I'm talking about Drupal 8 at all of those, I think. So.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, Larry, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today on Voices of the Elephant, and thank you for all that you're doing for the PHP community.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.